Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station, my Moss Family Automotive Studios here in Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there, helping to keep America rolling along. That would be our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It also would include our our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center drivers out there getting the mail delivered wherever it needs to go. And, of course, let's not forget our Amazon drivers, too, and our Amazon warehouse workers. And then we have, of course, the suicide jockeys that haul the gas, haul the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, I want to remind you that you also can find us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's all one word, all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the things that we're up to. Now, joining us this hour to start things out is Denise Simon from founderscode.com. That would be none other than founderscode.com. And, of course, we encourage you to go over there and check out her website, founderscode.com, Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning.
Yippee-i-yo, pal Betty. She's back. Okay, there you go. All right, and thank you very much, boys and girls. All right, now let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start out looking at things here. And, of course, we realized that yesterday at the very last minute, Fox and Dominion Voting Systems reached a settlement in the voting machine company's defamation lawsuit. It didn't exactly turn out the way Fox wanted, I guess, because they're the ones having to pay money. But at least they're not paying as much money as they could have.
Well, yeah, Dominion asked for a ridiculous amount of money.
Right.
I think they settled for $787 million.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So does this stop it?
Yes.
Okay.
Stops the lawsuit, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They settled.
Okay, I certainly hope so, because we don't need to have that popping up in the middle of a campaign again. You know, Clarence Thomas is continually being attacked by the left. What is it that they keep going after Clarence Thomas? What's the deal here?
He has a friend that's quite wealthy out of Dallas, has been a friend almost forever. And what they're claiming is that this friend is giving Clarence Thomas way too many gifts and perks and whatnot, and they're saying that Clarence Thomas doesn't report any of this. Well, he is reporting it to the procedures within the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to overlook that small fact. I guess they want him to report it, you know, in the media and, you know, Department of Treasury or something. I have no idea.
Right.
That's what they're doing.
Right. Okay, so I got you on that one, so we'll see if he can weather the storm, because obviously they're going to try to keep posting it in there as best they can. Now, we do know that a leak coming out about China prepping a supersonic spy drone. What's that all about?
I don't really know, except that apparently people are beginning to, those that need to be, are finally paying attention to the technologies, plural, that China has. And I would argue that whatever they have, they still stole from the United States, because that's what they do. We are looking hard at all of the capabilities that China has militarily, so we can necessarily see where we are and be prepared for what may come when it comes to some kind of a conflict that we defend Taiwan. So I believe that's really where the United States may be somewhat behind. We've done a lot of testing on our own hypersonic technologies and so forth, and some have done well and other tests have failed. So we don't know what China's success rate is.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning, and we hope that you can stick around and hear a lot more as we move along here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Shaka. Hi, Shaka.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O. They've been in the insurance business for over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They can insure the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. And the way you do it is pretty novel. You can either call them up and have an agent do it for you, or you can go online to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Get a quote over there, then you can get the other information you need, and away you go. And I will tell you that if you have a motorcycle or a boat, or maybe you got an RV, you might also have a motorcycle, you can bundle those together and save some money. But you'll save even more money when you bundle your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance on everything. It'll really knock your prices down dramatically. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. See what they can do for you. You might be pleasantly surprised. Geico.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got Aaron in Colorado on the line, and good morning to you, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, Cap Denise, you know, Denise about Clarence Thomas. If Clarence Thomas was a ultra-left, so-called Black Lives Matter, social warrior, don't know what the definition of a woman is, a nutbag, and the Republicans would want to, and his benefactor was George Soros. So we find out that he's been, getting trips from George Soros. And and then of course the Republicans say, hey, he needs to be investigated. So I wonder what the dark side dumb donkey's response will be to that. So I mean, it's just it's
good point.
Yeah, so I mean, so it just, you know, it's just, both sides are playing politics with this. You know, I mean, if Clarence Thomas was some, you know, some ultra left nut, they, both sides would be playing politics with this situation. And the thing is, Denise, do you think, Supreme Court justice should have 20 years term limits? But anyway, Cap, Denise, goodbye.
All right, thanks very much. Term limits, that's not a bad idea.
Well, I don't necessarily, I think, mind term limits, but I do think that there should be kind of a junior varsity Supreme Court, to be honest with you. The Supreme Court takes about 200 cases a year, when in fact there are up to close to 1,000 cases that are submitted to the Supreme Court. So we can see that the caseload is huge. Now, some cases are obviously more landmark than others. So I believe there ought to be like a junior varsity Supreme Court personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed Alan Dershowitz last year. I think it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him that question. Just to make sure that I wasn't nutty, and if I'm nutty, that he could tell me, but he actually ended up agreeing with me. So, anyway, that's kind of where I believe it ought to be.
Well, you could apply it to baseball. They have minor leagues and they have major leagues, and they go to the minor league to get hone their skills, and then up they go.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, I think it works. That's not a bad idea. I wouldn't be opposed to it, so there you go. Iran, once again, has threatened to destroy Tel Aviv or even Haifa if Israel strikes Iran anywhere.
I'm yawning on that one. They do it all the time.
Yeah, well, but everybody seems to be concerned now because we're getting closer to whatever we're getting closer to.
Well, the big thing is what Israel is preparing for, because it is now said that Iran does in fact have a nuclear weapon, and they are probably very close, if not already, having a delivery system. So the where Israel was on this for many years, now that dynamic has changed substantially.
All right, let's talk about the Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas. He got grilled, carved, diced, the whole nine yards yesterday, and once again refuses to accept any responsibility for anything that's gone wrong on the border or in immigration.
Well, the new thing is that Congress must act. The immigration system is broken, so it's Congress's fault. Before that, it was Trump's fault. Well, it kind of still was yesterday. I listened to that hearing for about an hour and a half, and finally I just had to turn it off. I couldn't take it any longer, because he virtually gave no answer that I couldn't have given. And he's secretary of one of the largest government agencies that we have. I wrote an article yesterday because the New York Times actually did a study. And the study was what is happening to these underage children that have come across the southern border that have been unaccompanied. And it was really quite remarkable that the New York Times did this. But I think there's somewhere around, we're in the hundreds of thousands that have come across. And the Department of Homeland Security has lost almost all of them. Now, why is that? Because of they go to sponsors, they're shoved out of these detention centers, and they go to these sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
But because the system is so overwhelmed, these sponsors are not vetted like they should be. So these children end up working overnight shifts in deplorable places across the United States, and they literally become labor slaves if they're not sexual slaves. We have child labor laws here in the United States. And underage children are allowed to work, but they're only supposed to work, I think, a maximum of 3 hours a day.
Right.
It cannot interfere with their school.
Nope.
And, you know, there's all these other kinds of things to it. Well, as it turns out, the New York Times article was really putting the blame on Susan Rice. So she's really the one that's making all the decisions. So I was real frustrated when I was listening to that hearing yesterday, because several, only the Republicans, brought up the article or the study that was done by the New York Times, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
But Mayorkas said he had not seen the article, so he was not in a position to comment on it, except to say that the assertions that you know, a couple of the senators were making were wrong. Well, it wasn't their assertion. It was a New York Times assertion. And these were facts, because they actually put names in there of kids that they had tracked down,
mm-hmm.
the names of companies that had hired these kids, so forth and so on. But I was frustrated because I think some of these senators didn't ask the right question. Or write questions. And I would be asking, like, how many times have you met with the president or officials at the White House to have mm-hmm. discussions about immigration?
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris is the immigration czar. What is she? What is your coordination with her? Have you yourself been to any other countries besides Mexico? You know, I'd be asking some of these hard questions where it's not just, I'm very proud of the people at the Department of Homeland Security. They're very loyal, blah, blah, blah. Those were all of his answers like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I was rather stunned at the New York Times piece. It was a long one, but you had to kind of read through it because they put some of the important stuff way at the bottom, hoping that you'd bail out of the article early on. But I was really quite surprised they were putting a lot of the blame on Susan Rice, and rightly so, I might add.
Well, we'll see what happens. And in the meantime, Chris Christie, not to be forgotten about, has said that Ron DeSantis is not a conservative on the Disney actions that he's taking.
I would say he's more of a constitutionalist than he is a conservative, wouldn't you?
Me too. Yep. Yep, you don't have to be, you don't have to tear the Constitution apart here to figure this one out.
Pretty much.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, Founders Code, everybody. Founders Code. Go over there, check her out, find out the different things she's up to. And I will be right back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. We shall be returning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. The courts will save the time. Dominion will profit from a settlement worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And Fox News will be able to save face as a result of a settlement announced on Tuesday. It came just moments before a civil trial was set to begin in Dominion's 2020 election misinformation lawsuit against Fox.
It's a great day for the company, although a bittersweet day for the company.
That was a lawyer for Dominion. The company sued Fox News for $1.6 billion for allegedly spreading misinformation about their voting machines after the 2020 election. The settlement worth $787 million. The Biden administration will fund a program to keep COVID-19 shots free for the uninsured. The administration will spend over $1 billion on the new program as the vaccines shift to the commercial market. The cost to give the shots to patients will be covered by a partnership with pharmacy chains. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And they will train you at one of their two locations to become an aviation maintenance tech. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now write this telephone number down, ladies and gentlemen, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. That is the switchboard to the National Aviation Academy's main campus, where they will give you information on how to reach either the people in charge of this program we just told you about,
at National Aviation, or it'll give you contact with the people up in Massachusetts, Concord, Massachusetts, at their second school. So you'll be able to make a conversation with either one of the groups of instructors that will be on the phone waiting for your call when you do call them. So let me just remind you again, that's 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And you can ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, and you can do that by just merely calling them at that number. Now, I will tell you that when it comes to all of the great things that aviation has to offer, the great benefits, the great camaraderie, this job, if you were to get qualified in it and take it as an aviation maintenance tech, you'd find out you're going to make a lot of money after the first year, more than you would have thought being in some sort of a camp or trailer unit or repair shop or whatever. You'll do a lot better. So, NAA.edu, 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 and either see me right there by the truck or ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. Okay, it's a busy day for everybody. A lot of people are trying to decide where to go to school again. And I submit to those of you struggling a little bit, having a bit of a problem, that maybe you might want to come over and try taking the class here in Sarasota, as well. Now, their phone number again, 800-659-2080. That'll get you in either one of those classes. And don't forget that becoming an aviation maintenance tech means you're going to make a bunch of money. A lot of people go over there and it's their last job. They stick around for as long as they can work because they don't want to lose that money when they start making it. Now, if you want to take the tour and you're on the East Coast and you're in the South, you can get a hold of National Aviation Academy down here in the South. Their number again, 800-659-2080. And if you want to take the tour up here in the North, the Northeast, you can certainly do that too. The phone number will be the same, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You're going to find out things that you didn't know about. You're going to learn about a profession, if you can work with your hands or if you have any knowledge of schematics and charts and how things are put together and you can read it, then you can put it together and you can get the job. But here's the further information. When you try to reach the office of GEICO, a lot of times you'll be busy and you won't be able to. So if you call them at 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour, and they respond via their tour program and their Twitter program, you're going to find out very quickly. I know on the way up here, my computer went off and it was the National Aviation Academy, and they were advertising with one of their trucks driving around. They drove down here to the truck driving school, which I thought was rather interesting, because most people don't do that. Now, John is standing up here by me. You can't see him, but John, our friend, wants to attend the National Aviation Academy. And I'll tell you what I told him. You got to call him at 800-659-2080. You got to take the tour. And you got to let them know you a little bit, know a little bit about you, so they can start running their dossier, their file on you, if they will. and they could find something for you right away. I know there's been several people that I've known that have gone over and just jumped right on the bandwagon and boom, away they go. That's what they do. But the fact that they're able to operate as quickly as they do is just amazing. It's amazing to me. It should be amazing to you, too, once you see what it is they're doing. So check them out. Give them a call. Get that tour in the books. And see what else they can do for you to help you. It's a lucrative career. You're going to make a bunch of money, and I think you're going to like it. Now, Iran is waving a saber, a big one, telling everybody, stay clear of us, don't attack anything. If you do, we're going to attack you back. And sure they are. They're going to go after some smaller country and see who they can take out. But they're going to be going with friends, more than likely. Want to bet? The Russians. We'll see how that plays out, too. Because the Russians are not our friends, and they're certainly not anybody to help anybody with what they have to offer. And Russia and China are back doing things together. So, when you have the occasion and you want to know, maybe you're checking for your son or daughter. That's fine. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour. Get their name in the system. 800-659-2080. And while you got their name in the system, see if they want to set you up an appointment and go from there. You might be surprised. They might actually say yes. As I said, most people are scared to get out on the grass with a motorcycle, but that's what they're doing right now. They're out there training. Because, I mean, you could go down in the grass, too, if you were to roll one of these bikes over. It's not just about the highway. It's about where you wind up. All right. Back to some more information here. I got to like the chances for the folks that are trying to do better. Now, if you've got a mechanical skill and you know how to put things together and take things apart, more than likely you're going to be doing quite well at National Aviation Academy, because a lot of what they do is just exactly that. And we want to remind you that that's what they do. They work with their hands and their minds, but they're really good at what they do. And you'll see trucks and cars coming out of Sarasota every day. If you were to follow them, a lot of them go up to the National Aviation Academy campus. All right, I'll be back with the one and only Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere. I will be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, that was Jeff in Sarasota, and I'll be with him a little bit later today. And we were together last night with a whole group of our friends at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Had a good meeting there, and always a pleasure to go over there to see JW and the gang. And you, too, can get involved in their bi-monthly meetings if you want. That's the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Go over to their Facebook page to find out more about them. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Acura. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you want a high-quality, very much in-demand vehicle, and you want new or you want pre-owned, you can get either by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and checking out what they have over there. Now, if you serve, you save. What that means when you get there is, as a veteran or being on active duty, you can get a discount on the vehicle you're looking at. The same thing applies if you are a first responder, if you've been maybe in the EMS, or you've been a firefighter, or you've been a police officer, or you've worked as a secretary or whatnot. You can also get that same that same discount over there. And then finally, of course, is the church pastors that always get great deals offered to them. So Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com is a place to check out. Don't forget to throw the captain in there. That's your password name, the captain. And you might be surprised at what that might get you. All right, to the telephone line we go. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, up there, New York City way. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
You said it was 80 degrees and balmy up there?
Yeah, right. No. We don't really have much spring here on Long Island, that's for sure.
Yeah, you got to get to the weather right away. It switches back and forth, and the seasons are always what they are. But I want to talk about some things that popped up yesterday in terms of business, in terms of the president, in terms of his policies. Now, first of all, two-thirds of Americans say their wages lag behind inflation. Now, the unemployment rate in March back down to 3.5%, one of the lowest levels in records stretching all the way back for several decades. The Consumer Price Index, the CPI, rose by 0.1%, with the price of groceries compared to February, and gasoline prices rising. And gasoline prices just went up another nickel. So add to that about anywhere from 14 to 24 cents, depending on where you live, for the price of gasoline, which is important because you got to have that to get to work, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So what is going to happen here? And I'm very curious to get your take on the possibility that they're going to drop a gas tax somewhere along the line to get some money back in the economy and help things out. Do you think that's going to happen? We've been hearing about it on and off for about a year or so.
I doubt it. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually, what are they going to do when they're pushing everybody into electric cars? They're going to have to come up with a mileage tax on your vehicle rather than a gas tax, if that's the case, right?
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to lose a ton of revenue due to that. I doubt that you're going to see any sort of respite when it comes to taxes under this administration. I really doubt it. Inflation is remained stubbornly high. I mean, it's not going up at the levels it was before. But still, we haven't seen the retrenchment and it really coming back down. And quite frankly, it's going to take a very long period of time. And I think due to a lot of the regulations and due to government, I think that everybody better get used to these higher prices because I just don't see, unless, again, you get the government out of the way, I don't see, things coming down to where they were.
No, I don't either, and if anything, I see them going much higher than what they are right now because there's nothing to stop them.
Well, I mean, again, the focus, in my opinion, should always be on the bare necessities of life things, the stuff that we have to utilize and buy to live our lives every single day. I mean, I've said this before. I mean, it's all well and good that, you can get a television for a hell of a lot less than you could 20, 30 years ago, that's great, but you don't need to buy a television every day. Again, some things that you have to buy every single day to survive on, which is most important. And that's what's really ticking Americans off because in the first time in the history of the survey, I mean, the economic pessimism in this country has never been this bad.
Oh, it's higher. It's higher than ever.
7 out of 10 Americans are pessimistic and not happy about the economy. And again, I talked about this yesterday in my podcast. I'm saying to myself, you go back to the old James Carville, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
I used to believe that that was the case, but we've had a stagnating economy. We've had issues for a while, and I don't know if people have put social issues above that. I don't know. I mean, again, with 7 out of 10 people being pessimistic about the economy, one would think that the Republicans should win in a landslide, but they didn't.
No. No. And let's take a call here from Backgammon Bob, see what he wants. Okay, there. What's your question for Mr. Chris?
Yeah. What's going to happen to the economy when the liberal half of the country, or maybe not even half, but the liberal third on the coastal city or wherever, I'm not exactly sure, if it continues to disintegrate and we can't generate enough realistic workers and stuff like that? All right, that's it.
Well, let's see. What they used to call them, Chris, HR1?
Oh, I mean, you're talking about the I'm not sure what the question was in regards to the...
Well, what are we going to do when you run out of workers?
Oh, I mean, we're out of workers now. I mean, we still have unemployment at very, very low levels, and we have record job openings. I mean, they're not at the record levels anymore, but they're still very, very high around the country. I mean, we have that issue now. Again, what's dealing with it? Technology. More and more companies are going to utilize technology to fill the void when it comes to workers.
Well, they're going to robots.
Kiosks, you name it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be the reality.
Mm-hmm. And, again, you can't not look anywhere and not see the customers and the consumers and the people in general just worse off than they were before Biden, and things aren't getting any better. But yet I sit here just like you do, and I wonder, I know his popularity ratings are starting to go in the toilet big time, but why on earth won't somebody stand up and say, hey, Joe, you're doing it wrong. You got to change. You got to do something different. I don't hear anybody doing that.
Well, again, I think Republicans are kind of hurting themselves with this focus on all these social issues. Whether the abortion issues and some of these other things that they've got to get away from. And again, just focus on what's important. Not that those issues aren't important as well, but if a storm comes by and does damage to your house, you've got a huge hole in the roof of your house, and you also have a couple pictures on the wall that might be a little crooked, what do you do first? I mean, you fix the hole in your roof. You have to deal with that, first and foremost, and then you can deal with some of these other issues. And
uh-huh.
That's focus should be, in my opinion, for Republicans, uh-huh. Focusing on the economy.
Well, next week they vote on the debt ceiling.
Well, again, that's the Kevin McCarthy plan, and again, it's got some common sense stuff in it. There's no doubt it doesn't go far enough. I guess you want to call it maybe a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff's all well good, but unless the administration agrees to it, it's not going anywhere.
All righty, I got the music coming up in my ears, so I'm going to let you go, and I will definitely talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see what he has to offer. And we're coming right back after the top of the hour with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.